anytime. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Varis Health Partners.
Welcome to Pep Talk, News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, dependable, 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. And of course, you can find us on the app, 850-437-1620, if you'd like to join the conversation today. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me, we have Pam and Keith Giles from Varis Health Partners. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Great, I think.
Well, thanks for coming in on a holiday.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know. What is it? What's here? We are working, right?
Yeah, we should be running best of, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, really appreciate you all coming in today. Why don't you just tell us a little bit about Varis Health Partners and what you do, and help people get familiar with your business?
Absolutely. If you just now listening to us today, we're a independent insurance broker for health insurance groups, Medicare folks, and
individuals.
Yeah, I do the ACA stuff, a lot of that. So that's kind of what we do. But
we do a lot of research and educate, and we advocate for individuals. I think that's what makes what we do pretty special, because we definitely want to help people educate, especially in the health marketplace. There's a lot to learn, I guess you could say.
Yes. And this weekend, last week, we attended a symposium, an annual symposium that we go to, and it's called NABIB, okay? So it stands for the National Association of Benefits Insurance Professionals. And this year, it is, what's the best way to say it? You're gonna get some good, bad, and ugly on this, okay? Because the law that was passed, the Inflation Reduction Act, was passed in November 2022. So you don't want me to get into it, the whole process of when it actually takes an effect. So
There's always a rule promulgation period and all that kind of stuff before it actually becomes an official law and people can start benefiting or whatever from it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I couldn't have said it any better. So it kicks in, what? On 2025, and the Inflation Act has a lot of parts, but this particularly addresses Medicare folks,
and prescription drugs is part of that too.
Yes,
absolutely.
And that's going to be the biggest changes on the prescription drug plan, Pam, right? And
yes.
And even the Medicare Advantage plans themselves, because it's all about saving money and stuff like that. So. Pam, you're going to take over most of this. I'm going to say good, bad, or the ugly. So,
well, I see a lot of initials here. So, ANOC, tell us about ANOC.
Okay. So, if we're going to talk about ANOC, it's all part of what we're talking about. We educate. A lot of people don't know the things that they get in the mail as they pertain to their health plans. And an ANOC is what you call an annual notice of change. And basically, whatever kind of plan you're on, it could be an individual, but we're specifically focusing on Medicare today. But it's however your plan's going to change next year. And a lot of people just, put it in the round file, whatever this is, another packet from the insurance company, just telling me stuff that, whatever, I don't really think about. Well, this year, definitely, we say this every year, but this year you definitely want to think about it, because like Keith was saying, one of the first things on the Inflation Reduction Act was the $35 insulin. When that kicked in, that was a big change for that particular year.
Yeah, because one part of that was the negotiating with the pharmaceutical companies, which is
still an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
That's something as we stage in. Okay, this year they've made the biggest change to medications, and that's medications on either a standalone prescription drug plan or your Medicare Advantage plan that includes prescription drugs. And I do want to add, we are veterans and veteran-owned, and we do a lot of work with veterans. Veterans that are using the VA for their medications, I don't know that this is going to affect them because you're using the VA, but if you mix and match VA and use prescriptions on the market, if you will, outside the VA, this would affect you as well. So it's just being aware of how drug plans are changing. And that's the biggest thing that we're going to be doing this year. But going back to the annual notice of change, don't throw it away. Take a look at it. It'll talk about changes in your tiers of medication. If you don't know what that is, generics are your cheapest and the least expensive. And, of course, your carrier wants you to utilize those as much as possible. So your medication tiers may change. Another thing that'll be on there is if you are on these high-cost medications, and I'll talk about this a little bit more later, but that's another phase. Is they're negotiating costs of expensive meds that are regularly used, but that's not going to be seen until next year, but we'll talk about that in a minute. So anyway, and if your pharmacy is preferred or not preferred, there was a change. One of the carriers a couple years ago made all of their people move to another pharmacy because they changed their preferred pharmacy. What's the difference, you might ask? A preferred pharmacy is negotiated with the carrier, and you're going to get the lowest cost for your medications. A lot of plans now are wanting you to go to mail order. You're going to see lower costs there on some of your plans. A standard pharmacy, you can use, you know, nationwide, preferred pharmacies nationwide, depending on what they are as well. But sometimes standard pharmacies would charge you a little bit higher copay for your medications. So it's important to know that. But one thing that's becoming more popular over the last 2 years is what they call out-of-network pharmacy. And guess what? Your plan isn't going to help you pay at out-of-network pharmacy. So those kinds of things you're going to find in your annual notice of change. So you want to be aware of that.
Yeah, a lot of times our clients get their annual notice of change before we do. I don't know how that happens. So, yeah, please don't throw that away. Because we'll be talking about that to you if you're our clients out there, and if you're not our clients, talk to your agent and go over that annual notice of change. Very important.
So would you advise that if they do get a notice of change that they contact you right away so that way you can see what they're being told? And
Yeah. So a lot of times it's like, well, you know, some of our clients will actually say, hey, I got my thing. You know, do you know about this? I'm like, no, I haven't seen it yet. So I get a copy of it, and that's really nice. So trying to, you know, stay in touch with your clients, and they'll actually give you information sometimes that you can pass on to others. So that's kind of how we work.
Yeah, and typically annual notice of change, you should have it in your hands mid to late September. And if you haven't, I would inquire whoever your provider is or your carrier and find out where it's at. But typically, new plans we're coming into our annual enrollment, which is October 15th to December 7th. All of you guys who get that annual notice of change and don't like what you see, okay, or you question what's on it, okay, you can make your changes during the annual enrollment period, which you can start talking to us 1 October. However, if you get that annual notice of change in September and you have questions, we can answer your questions for you. But we can't talk about new plans or anything like that. If you don't like what you see and you're like, well, I think I want to change this, I say, okay, well, let's get together 1 October or later. And you can always reach out to us at 850-710-1796.
Yeah, one of the crazy things, we were at the symposium, that there was a high concentration on the Inflation Reduction Act. But what we saw was, this is the biggest change we've seen in 20 years with Advantage plans and prescription drugs and all that. So this is going to be a crazy year, and that's why we put a lot of emphasis. You look at your ANOC, because a lot of the carriers said a lot of people are going to move around from one carrier to another because they're going to lose benefits that they had before. There's a lot of pressure on the carriers to put more cash into it than what they're given. So some of our benefits are going to go away. So that's why we're going to have to do some shopping, and we're going to see a lot of movement. You may go from, can I say some of the things, some of the carriers?
You want to strategize what you're going to do.
Right. So.
And we help talk to you about different strategies. I think we're going to probably backtrack just a little bit. Yeah. I know what you're going with. All the changes and the trade-offs come out somewhere. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So given that, like what he said, this prescription drug plan was a really big change this year. And part of the good, okay, if you're in the Medicare space and you're on those expensive medications, this year, okay, we currently have three stages on your drug plan. You have the deductible where you pay all those costs until you reach the initial enrollment. And once you do that, then the carrier starts helping you. And then it gets to a point after you've reached a $5,000 mark, okay, then you go into the donut hole. And now you stay there and you're paying 25% for your medications until all your medication costs have come to $8,000. And then you go to what they call catastrophic phase and you don't pay anything. So that's a big burden on a lot of people that have expensive medications. That's why all these changes are being rolled out. Well, 2025, you're going to see that big change. That whole donut hole is going to go away. You're going to start off in the deductible phase again, which is going to be $590 this year. But guess what? Once your costs have reached $2,000, then there's no donut hole. Then you go into catastrophic coverage.
So that would be a good.
That's a good.
Because we've been fighting to have that donut hole removed for years, and they finally got rid of it. So that's good.
Yes. Yeah. So instead of all those stages, you pretty much have two stages, if you will.
Any other good points to highlight from the Inflation Reduction Act?
That is a good thing, yes. Okay. But...
And you're capped off at $2,000.
You're capped off at $2,000. And there's something else to even assist with that. They've added a payment plan, and I'll talk about that in just a second. But that $2,000, okay, has to come out somewhere. So that's what we call about trade-offs, if you will, because, like he said, some of your benefits might change. Your formularies might be what we call less generous, and that's, again, why it's important to look at your ANOC and what your medications are. So you might see a little bit not so generous or a slimmer formulary, if you will. And a lot of this is just speculation. What's it going to look like when we actually get it into October? But those are some of the things that you want to be aware of. You wanted to add something, Keith?
Yeah. So the ugly part of that is once we, let's say you go into the store, there's this thing called a flag of $600. You go to the prescription, get your prescription for $600. It flags you and essentially gives you the opportunity to put it into a payment plan.
Yes. Yeah. We'll talk about that in just a second. I guess.
Now, the ugly part is you're going to get two bills, one for the prescription drug plan and one for the restructuring of
the
payment plan.
Yes. Yeah. So we'll backtrack.
That's
that.
The ugly part.
Yeah. Let's backtrack for a second. Ugly being total chaos. Now, if you're on those generic medications, number one, you're probably not going to worry about that $590 deductible, okay?
Right.
But if you still fall into those expensive meds and you have that $2,000 mark, then they have that payment plan. Basically, it doesn't make your medications any less expensive. It doesn't change the tier. It doesn't change anything. It just says, guess what? Instead of paying $590 upfront in your deductible plus another $200 or whatever the cost might be for your medication, you get to break out the cost of your medications through the course of the entire year. Basically, you're going to have a monthly payment. Now, that monthly payment is for your medications, okay? You're still going to have the premium for a standalone prescription drug plan or if you happen to have a premium on your Medicare Advantage plan. So, like Keith was saying, now you're going to have two bills. It's going to be a little bit chaotic until you understand the system. And that's one of the things that was in heavy discussion because it's brand new. Because what is supposed to happen in the payment plan is you go to the pharmacy. Guess what? You pay nothing. Okay? But you get a bill from your carrier, whoever it might be, and now you pay that monthly payment for your medications. And they work with the pharmacy. So that's where it's chaos and ugly, I guess you could say, because it's definitely a new system. That payment plan is not for everybody. If you already have reduced medications and things like that, or if you start out with low-cost medications and somewhere in the middle of the year, all of a sudden, and you haven't had to pay that deductible all year, it's been great. They change your medication in June, and it's some generic, or I'm sorry, some brand name that's out there. And now, all of a sudden, not only do you have the $590 deductible, you got whatever that copay is for the medication. You can ask to go on the payment plan at that point in the year. So a lot of chaos, a lot of ugly.
That's a lot of talking to your agent. So they were recommending it, and I can see what they were talking about was if you get, let's say you get a medication on the fourth quarter, you probably don't want to start that payment plan.
Yeah, either way, otherwise, you could balance it out for the last 3 or 4 months of the quarter, whenever you get on it. But yeah.
And there's the bad part. So if you started it on the fourth quarter, right, you're going to end up paying a lot of money in another bill to make up that $2,000.
Yes. Well, I think I get, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it depends what your medication is and where you are on the deductible, what your costs are. And I think what you're also adding to that, Keith, is if you go on the payment plan and you decide to go off the payment plan, whatever you still owe, you have to make up.
Yes.
Yes.
Good point.
Yeah.
Very good point. See, so it's really complicated, right?
Yes. Yes. Chaos.
Chaos.
Chaos. But those are things that are coming out. But there are good things. The biggest thing is they are working hard.
Can I throw a monkey wrench in there too?
Of course. You always do.
So here's a monkey wrench. But we have a little bit of grace period on this, is that because they've changed the structure of the prescription drug plan and you're currently on a employer plan, you may not have credible coverage when you turn 65. And what that means is you'll be penalized the rest of your life if you stay with your employer plan and not pick up a prescription drug plan. Correct, Pam?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that is in the works.
That's in the works. So they're going to give in a grace period in 2025, but in 2026, a lot of employers are going to have to figure out what they're going to do with their prescription drug plan. For their policies, for their employees,
yes,
which is going to cost them money.
Yeah, that is still in the works. But so right now I would panic about 2025, but 2025 is going to have some big changes for 2026.
Changes, yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So do you think the market can adapt to some of this stuff? It'll get figured out, or do you think at some point they're going to have to go back and clarify rules further or change the law or what have you?
They're actually working on that, NABIB.
Yeah,
we're actually working on, hey, you know, you've got to lighten this up. We've done that some stuff before that they've backed off. CMS backed off. Okay, we're not going to go that way.
Mm-hmm.
But we are talking about DC, and it could take years before we get it straightened out.
That's right.
So we just be prepared for that. If you're an employer, will usually give you a credible, what's that thing that the employer
An give? Annual letter?
Yeah,
annual letter. Kind of like your ANOC. Don't disregard the annual notice letter. It comes from your employer, human resources, that tells you whether or not your plan is credible coverage. And again, by this time of 2025, whatever those changes are going to be, you're going to start seeing that.
Right. So, you know, we still have a lot of people that are still working past 65 and on employer plans, and we need to just be aware of that.
Yes. Okay. I did want to add a couple of things as a reminder. Good stuff. Vaccines. Yeah. Okay. Don't forget, you've got vaccines that you can get if you're on Medicare. Shingles was added about a year ago. You can get tetanus, diphtheria, whooping cough, RSV, hepatitis A and B, COVID and flu shots, all that stuff is covered under Medicare. So don't forget to get your shots if you want to do that. And another big thing, we're talking about this Inflation Reduction Act. We got the 10 medications that are supposed to be coming out in 2026 with their reduced costs. And that is Eliquis, Jardiance, Xarelto, Januvia, Ferixa, Entresto, Enbrel, Imbruvica, and Stelara. And then I don't know this one, but it's Fiasp Flex Touch. It's having to do with your Novolog and insulin pens. So anyway, that's another thing. We've been waiting for this one for 2 years, and hopefully we'll actually see it. But again, we'll see what they do on the formularies this year with the changes.
So it seems like in the prescription drug market, you're starting to see stuff move online a little bit more. I know that we get some prescriptions from online websites. Is there an advantage to pursuing an online option? I know you kind of touched on this briefly, as opposed to going to a brick and mortar place.
A lot of places are offering less copay. That's actually what they call their preferred pharmacy. So yeah, if you do mail order, there are other, like I know there Amazon, I'm going to throw that out there, but that's become a mail order option for people as well. And there's other organizations like that, I'm sure, out there. But again, on your plan, you want to make sure what kind of formulary they're using, because one of the carriers is not, and I say Amazon, is that they're not going to allow Amazon as a network pharmacy. So guess what? If you're using them, you don't want to use them if you're on this plan next year. So yeah, those are just, but yes, there's still a benefit, and there's other strategies, discount programs and stuff like that, that when we do research, and that's why it's important to look at your medications every single year, or if you get a new med, to see where it is at the formulary and see where your best bet is to purchase that.
Yeah. We always recommend, just like we try to tell our clients, look, if they're going to give you a new drug out of that drawer, you need to tell your doctor, I need a 60-day supply because I've got to research this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then hopefully you'll have a discount program for the first year. Usually they put you on a discount for the first year, and then they really sock it to you the next year. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're done with your thing, and you find out the drug's $500 or $600 a month. So those are some of the things. And then, but there are other options out there that you could look at. I think that's what you were asking, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what's the store that we use all the time? Med store?
Yeah. There's a med store.
It's a Canadian med store. And we've been using them for years. They've been saving people a lot of money. So when we see something like a bat, usually we look at them first. And like I tell everyone, it's like you're going to get it in the same box that you get if you went to one of the other box stores here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one way to mitigate that, but none of that gets applied to that $2,000. That's the tricky part, right?
Correct.
So you can't take credit for that.
So you are listening to Pep Talk. Keith and Pam Giles from Veris Health Partners are our guests. If you have any questions for them, 850-437-1620. And so certainly, again, if people have questions about this or they want to know what the best options are, your job is to help them become a smarter healthcare consumer, correct?
Absolutely. And if you got time, Pam's actually going to teach at the college is coming up here in October.
We have what we call our Medicare Made Easy classes. I'm going to have one at the Milton campus October 1st, 5:30 to 7:30. Pensacola College campus, October 3rd, 5:30, 7:30. If you're interested in those classes, please feel free to give us a call as well, 850-710-1796.
And what is your location, or how many locations do you have?
So our business, we have one on the East Coast, and that's Melbourne, Florida, and then we have our office down there in
Pensacola.
South Palafox.
Yes.
Okay. And what's the address for that in case people want to know?